A reading from Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 14 through 33. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have no reason to be proud of my work for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this, and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain, by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Bill Liebman, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Barnhart, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here it is, January 27th. What was it like 27 days ago? Were we making plans for the new year? New Year's resolutions? Making plans and setting goals is usually a good idea, but how do we go about doing that? Looking at today's text, we see the Apostle Paul making plans and discussing plans that he had already made long ago. How do you think Paul made his plans? And how do you think he went about carrying them out? Do you think it's possible that he began with prayer and carried them out with prayer? Notice how he gives God the credit for all that he has been able to plan and carry out. In verse 15, he says, "Because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God." And in verse 17, he says, "In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God." When we begin, continue, and end our plans for our lives in prayer, asking God to bless us with His guiding hand, blessing us that we do His will, and seek always to serve Him to His glory and His honor, we too can have reason to be proud of our work for God. It takes a lot of humility to go to God and seek to do His will instead of our own. Paul leaves it in God's hands to carry out Paul's plans. In the text he says, "So that by God's will I will come to you." It takes a lot of humility to go to family and friends and ask them to pray for you as you set out on your God-given plans and goals, sharing them with how God has given them to you. This is what we see Paul doing in today's text. He's asking the Roman congregation to strive with him with prayers to God on his behalf. It takes a lot of humility to sacrifice self and to take up our cross and follow Jesus no matter what. Paul was able to be just that humble because he knew Christ. In knowing Christ, he wanted to be like Christ, following his example. Jesus sacrificed himself for Paul and you and me. The love and humility found in Jesus is far more than Paul, even Paul, can adopt as his own. Yet he continues to pray for God's help and to seek prayers of others on his behalf. When we make plans and set our goals, do we have God's will in mind, or do we have our own welfare in mind? Can we humble ourselves with the strength that God gives to sacrifice self and put on Christ as Paul has done? I know that we can, because God is great, and he's the one who makes it happen. And his will is always for our good. He can make it happen in our lives as we plan to serve him. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Bill Liebman for today's meditation on God's Word.